conceptually, I have to understand something you referenced last hour. That is the holographic nature of creation. What do you mean by that, Dr. Bell?
Well, we started to get into it with the wave packets, and I just want to clarify something to the listeners out there. Any one of these subjects that we're covering could be a whole show, just so you know that. I mean, we can go way into it, but it's fun to do this. The holographic projector, right now the government is doing a bunch of studies on DNA, and if they notice that DNA is something that's, you know, like between animals and fixed objects, they're looking at energy fields, and what they're finding out is if you make a change in one, DNA cell, another cell not related to that particular species also seems to somehow or other record a change.
Now, what do you mean by that? It means if you changed the DNA of a deer, that
it affects an antelope or an elephant somehow in a very subtle way. And these are very sensitive changes that they're looking at, and they're looking at it on an energy level. But the human body is the same way. In your red blood cell, every time, if you look at the complete blueprint of a red blood cell, every time something in your brain changes, something changes there. So everything is all connected.
Okay,
and
so
that's what the big research is right now.
All right, so how does that inform us on the holographic nature of creation?
Okay,
what's
the
hologram?
Holographic nature of creation, remember we talked about the wave packet, you know?
Right.
And there's thousands of these wave packets. All religions have them. Everybody has them. They're everywhere. If you stand away from these, and by the way, when you're working within a wave packet, in a scalar wave, you're working with an element called karma, law of cause and effect, good and evil, you know, positive, negative, their polarities, all that stuff. In the hologram, none of that exists. The hologram is the divine shape of all creation. And
okay.
So when you want to, and our consciousness is raising now, and we're moving into that space where we can actually look at the actual blueprint of all of creation. With that knowledge, we can then start to change all of creation simultaneously without having to wait for karmic or wave packets or any of those sorts of things. That's the kind of technology that we're working on with the projectors that you see on your website and our website both tonight.
Okay, which I'm fascinated with. So
yeah.
How do we employ a holographic projector?
Well, the way we employ it is we have to get familiar with it. We work with one. There's one that's worn, and there's one that sits in on your desk next to your computer. And all you have to do with it is observe it and think about something near it. Just think about something near it. It will automatically set up an energy field inside of you, and you'll actually feel your thought being processed, and you can actually witness this processing take place with some kind of an outside event that you were thinking about. And I always tell people that use these things, be careful what you think. And it took us about 20 years to develop this thing, and now we've got them in a lot of places, and people that use them, I've got so many references of people that have no idea how they work, but they know they work, they know they do something, they do something very powerful.
What will they do? Well, what's the outcome? What will the effect be?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Here's an example. I had one of my distributors down here from Canada the other night. I had just given one to an actress up in Los Angeles. I'll just say that her first name is Francis. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
I said to him, I'm going to show you something with this projector. I'm going to show you how this works. I'm going to call her right now, and within 5 minutes or 4 minutes, I'm going to have her on the phone. So he's sitting. It's 11. It's about 11:14 at night. So I called her and I got her answering machine, and I said, I want you to call me back within 5 minutes. I don't care where you are, or what you're doing. About 4 minutes later, the phone rang, and she was on the phone. And my distributor is like saying, how did this happen? And I put her on the speakerphone. And I said, Francis, tell me why you called me just now. And she says, well, I'm in an acting class. It goes from 11 to 12 at night, these acting classes. She said at 11:13 or 11:14, my instructor, all of a sudden, normally doesn't stop till 11:30 to take a break, decided he had to go use the restroom or something, called a break. So for some reason, I just went outside and decided to check my cell phone messages, noticing that you had just called 3 minutes earlier. So I decided to call you. So at 11:14, she's on the phone. It was just a series of what you would call coincidences. It doesn't matter what you call it. The fact is, this is what these things do, and it's so many coincidences. It's because it's tied into this hologram, and things like that go on and on and on. I've got a guy back on the East Coast. His first name is Steve. I use him as one of my references. He does healings on people. Now, when he started using this, he's like one of these visionary healers. His visions went through the roof. His patients that come in there with these different ailments are being, you know, things are happening to him so much faster than he's ever seen before. He just like, he actually canceled his vacation to keep playing around with his, with his, with his equipment and his patients. So, and when, and when, and by the way, when we talked about projectors and receptors or anything that we do or anybody does about healing, the body has to heal itself. These things don't heal you. You heal yourself. But we can speed up the process of the healing process within the human body. Here's another way that, that the projector works. Let's say that your family is prone to getting cancer.
Okay.
A cancer is a karmic thing. It's a hereditary thing. It's a DNA thing. If you subject a person that's prone to getting cancer into the field of one of these things, that element that was hanging on them karmically is now gone. They're not susceptible to cancer anymore. It's gone. And then if they use one of these projector receptors on their body, the pH of the body will change. It'll go alkaline, and it's impossible to get cancer. And I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just saying with an alkaline body, which this will produce, you won't get cancer. And cancer does not grow when your body is in a pH of 6.6 to 7.5. That's exactly where you're going to go.
Can you measure that yourself before
and
after?
Yes, you can. You can measure this stuff. As a matter of fact, in my book, when you get further down, and you've read a lot, I might add, because of what you said, and you've only had that a few hours, there's a thing in there I'm developing right now worldwide called the X1 Healing Machine.
Right.
The prototype that we're getting ready to build uses sound-like frequency, and somehow we use what we call holographic sound, sound that penetrates. You can't tell where it's coming from. And we measure the body with biofeedback equipment. We use more therapy equipment coming from Germany and a lot of other types of equipment. We look at the we look at the galvanic skin response. We look at the response of occipital and parietal lobes, the electrical frequencies of the brain. We look at the specific gravity changes on the skin, the surface tension of the skin. We look at all of these things before and after. We use these devices before and after. We measure these things in a computer. We're building a database now. And we're going to be putting these X1 healing machines out on leases all over the world. That's what some of the stuff that we're developing at Paradigm right now. And the projector is a big part of it.